With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's lawyers have rested their case without Mr. Trump taking the witness stand at his New York criminal trial. The jury has now been sent home for a week. Closing arguments expected a week from today on the 28th. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu pushing back against suggestions that he and other Israeli officials are guilty of war crimes. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is seeking arrest warrants for the prime minister and others. Netanyahu condemns the move as disgraceful and anti-Semitic.
The outrageous decision by the ICC prosecutor, Karim Khan, to seek arrest warrants against the democratically elected leaders of Israel is a moral outrage of historic proportions. It will cast an everlasting mark of shame on the international court.
And arrest warrants also being sought for several high-ranking Hamas officials. Also at SRNNews.com, Denver launching a new program of aid for illegal immigrants.
An ambitious program offers migrants as much as a six-month apartment stay, food, utility assistance, a free computer, a prepaid cell phone, and Metro bus passes. The program is an about-face from strategies Denver has used as cities across the U.S. scramble to support thousands of migrants as they slash budgets. The goal? To help new arrivals who have to wait 6 months for a work permit after applying for asylum under federal law, and it prepares them for their new life. I'm Donna Warder.
Parts of the nation's midsection could get more violent weather today. Parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Wisconsin in the bullseye, and that includes Chicago and Milwaukee. In Houston, utility crews still working to restore power to more than 100,000 electric customers who have been without since last week's powerful storms. On Wall Street, the Dow 51 points higher, the Nasdaq 2 points in the red. This is SRN News. A warning from a mental health expert.
It isn't often that the head of the American Association of Christian Counselors uses the word disaster, but he's using it now. Tim Clinton tells the Christian Post that America doesn't have a, quote, mental health crisis. We have a mental health disaster going on. More than 20% of the country's adult population is struggling with some kind of mental illness. And Clinton says the destruction of the family by modern secular culture is primarily to blame. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study reveals that almost 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living across more than 90 countries. About half reside in Israel, 18% live in Western Europe, 16 in the U.S., and 12 in countries of the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were youngsters when the Holocaust began, and their median age is 86. 6 million European Jews and people from other minorities were killed by the Nazis. SRN News. Field for the NCAA basketball tournament taking shape this week.
Conference tournaments will determine most of the 30 automatic qualifiers. Also at stake are 34 at-large bids. The 16 regional hosts will be announced Sunday, the rest of the 64-team field on Monday. The College World Series is June 14th through the 23rd or 24th in Omaha. Top seed in the Power Five are North Carolina in the ACC, Illinois in the Big Ten, Oklahoma in the Big 12, Arizona in the Pac-12, and Tennessee in the SEC. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
If all goes according to plan, this weekend cruise ships will begin operating out of the port of Baltimore once again. This comes after the massive cargo ship, the Dolly, was moved out of the way yesterday. And as debris removal continues in the wake of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, that span came crashing down after it was hit by the huge cargo ship. More details, srnnews.com.